Morning Watch, Chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, The Kernel of the Bible, Week 1, The Line of Life and the Line of Death, in Chapters 5 through 8 of Romans. Monday, Related Verses, Genesis 2, verse 9, And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Romans 5 verses 1, 10, and 17. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. Verse 17. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans 6, verses 4 and 22 through 23. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Verses 22 through 23. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 7, verse 10. And the commandment which was unto life, this very commandment was found to me to be unto death. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Related reading. In Romans 5 through 8, which we may call the kernel of the Bible, two key words are used repeatedly. These words are life and death. In Genesis 2, life is represented by the tree of life and death by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The issue of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is actually death, not knowledge. Therefore, we may call these trees the tree of life and the tree of death. There are three related things concerning this tree of death: knowledge, good, and evil. Although we all appreciate knowledge and good, we do not like evil. We consider good and evil to be in two distinct categories. The concept of good and evil in the Bible, however, is different. The Bible puts both good and evil in the same category. According to Genesis 2, knowledge and good are put together with evil. Belonging to one family, they are three sisters who work together to bring forth death, which is, of course, the opposite of life. Most of the items found in Genesis are seeds of spiritual truths developed elsewhere in the Bible, and we should not neglect them. In Genesis 2, we have the seed of life and the seed of death. But at the end of the book of Revelation, we see the consummation of these seeds. Death, the last enemy, is cast into the lake of fire. Life abounds in the New Jerusalem, for there we see the river of water of life with the tree of life growing in it. From center to circumference, the New Jerusalem is a city of life. The seed of life sown in the beginning of the Bible consummates in the harvest of life, and the seed of death consummates in the harvest of death. Because the seeds of life and of death grow throughout the Bible, we can trace in the Bible both the line of life and the line of death. In Genesis 2, there is a triangular situation involving God, man, and Satan. In this chapter, man faces two sources, God as a source of life and Satan as a source of death. In Romans 5 through 8, there is a continuation of this triangular situation. Eventually, this triangular situation will result in a twofold consummation. The negative things will, along with death, be swept into the lake of fire, but the positive things will, with those who have been redeemed, flow into the city of living water. Today, we are all heading toward this ultimate consummation, the believers to the New Jerusalem and the unbelievers to the lake of fire. In their everyday experience, many Christians have one foot on the line of life and the other on the line of death. Other Christians vacillate between the two. Perhaps yesterday you were on the line of death, but today, by the Lord's mercy and grace, you are once again on the line of life. God's economy is not a matter of good or evil, right or wrong. Moreover, it is not a matter of ethics. According to ethical standards, we should do good and not evil. God's economy, however, is altogether a matter of life or death. To be in life is to live out God, and to be in death is to live out Satan. We are a battlefield, and the universal battle between God and Satan is raging within us. The outcome of this battle is determined by where we set our mind. If we set our mind on the self and thereby are cut off from the spirit, Satan gains ground. But if we stay in the spirit and set our mind on the spirit, God gains the victory. By the indwelling spirit, we must put to death the deeds of the old person. To do this is to live. Let us pray about this, practice it, and develop the habit of staying in the spirit. The more we develop this habit, the more living we will be, and the further we will be from death.